Today's Minnesota Reads is made possible by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com. This morning, we're pleased to welcome to Minnesota Reads the author of a book called Fractured Land, The Price of Inheriting Oil. Lisa Westberg-Peters is the author, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Lisa, hi there. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
Your book is such a fun read. I would imagine that you, if you wrote a book about the phone book, that it would be fun.
Well, thank you. I'm not sure about that.
It's got a wonderful personality, the wonderful stories that you tell about your family members. Can you give folks kind of an overview to set the stage of what the book's about?
Sure. The oil history started with my grandfather, who started buying land in farmland in North Dakota about 70 years ago. And the family lore was he was buying it just to farm again. He had lost his homestead property many years earlier. And so that was the tale that we all heard, was that he just wanted to be a farmer. But I had a suspicion that oil was part of it. But the oil was just never amounted to anything for decades. And when he died, my father inherited some of his mineral rights. And my dad was very interested in oil. He kept track all along of what it was doing, where they were drilling. The income was never amounted to much, and so the rest of us never paid much attention. But just before he died in 2011, of course, the fracking, the hydraulic fracturing, started to make news. And at first we thought it was just in Pennsylvania, but the more we looked into it, realized that they were fracking wells in North Dakota as well. And Dad's income started to go up, and I started to get a little nervous about it because I'm an environmentalist, and I was reading about this technique of heavily water-intensive technique with a lot of chemicals and, of course, sand. And I would ask him about it, and he never wanted to talk about it. You know, he had liberal politics, but boy, he drew the line at oil when it came to his own income, and that was sacred ground. And so when he died, my mother inherited his rights, and she knew nothing about the oil, and of course, we barely knew anything either, so I decided it was time to look into it. And I'm a writer. It was a natural project. I'm also a sand collector, so I wanted to collect some frack sand if I could. So we organized a family trip to North Dakota to sprinkle my father's ashes. It was what he wanted. It's what he asked for. And I stayed on to do some research. And the central question of the book is, what am I going to do? I'm an environmentalist, and I'm set to inherit mineral rights. And it's kind of a difficult question.
So let's talk about some of the factors that you expected to consider. I guess we're particularly interested in this topic here in this part of the state because of the Sandpiper Pipeline controversy, about that running through northern Minnesota in a really impoverished area of the state where jobs are being created, but also where environmentalists are very concerned about the land, and also some current controversies and conversations happening here in our part of the state about mining on the Iron Range and perhaps even a little bit further north. So what were some of the things that you expected to consider as you weighed, what am I going to do?
Well, I wanted to go to North Dakota with an open mind. I think you can go out with an attitude, but I decided, I have journalism in my background, and I decided to go with as open mind as possible. I wanted to listen to North Dakotans. I wanted to see for myself what was going on out there. And of course, simultaneously, I was investigating my family's history. I'm interested in family history anyway, but I think this time it was especially enlightening to me because I discovered some incredible hardships that they all endured. My family consisted of, they came over as Swedish immigrants in the mid-1800s, and, you know, I learned that some of them, one of them died in childbirth just before she reached the homesteading site. There was bankruptcy, there was, you know, foreclosure, they lost their homesteads, I mean, death and tragedy, and there was all this terrible stuff that I didn't know about before, and I was learning that while I was exploring North Dakota and the mining country. And I think what I found was that it's harder for me, even though I'm an environmentalist, it's harder for me now, after having done all this research, it's harder for me to dismiss what's going on, in part because I know my family is so connected. I feel more connected to the Great Plains because of the history that I discovered. And I also chatted with a fracking expert. I wouldn't call it an interview. It was more of a chat. But, you know, I went in thinking, hydraulic fracturing, this is a problem. You know, what about all the water? Where's the water going to come from? What about all those chemicals? But I discovered that this gentleman was a very decent human being. He is known for trying to improve the industry in North Dakota. We treated with each other with respect, and it was over a couple of years' time. We conversed over a couple of years, and I think I learned that there are people out there who are trying to make fracking a better process. Having said all that, my bottom line, however, with fossil fuel is that it's responsible for climate change, and that's kind of the environmental elephant in the room. That might be a little bit different with the mining issue in northern Minnesota, but with fossil fuel, it's definitely a climate change problem. So I was juggling a lot of things in my head. It was made me a little bit crazy.
Well, I think your book could serve as an excellent guidebook for folks that are trying to unpack these complex issues and not necessarily polarize. You know, there's the folks that are making money off fracking or making money off mining, and over here are the environmentalists. I think your book is an excellent way to kind of serve as a roadmap to how to unpack these different things and consider them as you try to reach an informed opinion.
Well, thanks. I mean, I think the fracking expert from Williston that was really eye-opening for me, because I discovered halfway through the conversation when I was really tired, and he's very technical. He was very technical, and it wore me out because I'm not a technical person, and I was trying to take notes, and we were in a coffee shop, and, you know, the steam machine was making a lot of noise. It was almost hard to hear him, and so I just started rambling on about my family's mineral interests and mentioned to him that my mom had just started getting checks for a new well, and he said, well, where's the well? What's the name of the well? And I told him, and it turns out he fracked that well. So here I am, you know, sitting in a coffee shop with the guy that fracked my mom's well. I mean, it just sort of keeps you humble, I think. You can't really go in, with your elbows out. You have to just stop shouting and listen and try to come up with some solutions.
Lisa, would it be a spoiler to ask you what decision you made about those mineral rights?
I wondered whether it would be a spoiler. I assumed somebody would ask me. I kind of split the difference. I decide in the end to retain my mineral rights and when they come to me. But I'm probably going to give most of the money away. So it was a really hard decision. And, of course, my mother is still alive, 90 years old, and she's doing quite well. So I don't need to, in real life, I don't need to make the decision for a while yet. But that's the conclusion I come to in the book. However, the book is structured like a legal contract, and my last chapter is called Addendum. And in a legal contract, an oil lease, of course, is a legal contract. Whatever goes into the addendum changes all the rules of the previous agreement. And in the addendum, I set up an imaginary scene in which we as a country take action on setting a price on carbon, which is what I'd really like to see. And I think it's interesting that this week they were discussing climate change again in New York, and I believe lots of things are happening now that bode well and give me hope for the future.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It was wonderful to have you as our guest on the program, and thanks again for writing the book and for coming out to talk about it.
Well, thanks for having me.
Lisa Westberg-Peters is the author of Fractured Land, The Price of Inheriting Oil. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and also by the bookstore at Fitgers, a full-service book and toy store located on the bottom floor of Fitgers on Superior Street, online at fitgersbookstore.com.